JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Busy time of year for you, isn't it?
Yeah, football season.
Doing a lot of football, a lot of stuff, running around.
Yeah, the more Brett Favre wins, the more I get to do the impression of John Madden going, yeah.
I mean, Brett Favre, I mean, any time you get a player that goes like that, then boom, I mean, you know,
I do that just to come here and make you laugh.
Pretty good.
You don't even have to say anything. Now, you just go,
that's all it takes. But now, I have kind of a feeling and maybe a little insight that not everybody is pleased when you do an impression of them. Do you get that sense?
I get that feeling a little bit. My manager went up to Madden a few years ago at
John
the Super
Madden.
Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, for those of us who aren't on a last name basis with him. And he went up to him like, what do you think of the guy who does the great John Madden impression? He's like, I don't like it. He's like, what do you mean you don't like it? I don't like it, and I hate Hollywood people. I should have been Shrek. And he didn't say...
That's pretty good. One, two, three...
Live from Club Media Corner, it's the Don and Mike Show.
I think it's gay.
It's gay at all.
Why don't you shut up?
Right. Oh, my God, he's got phlegm! Yourself.
It's driving me crazy.
Well, it's time for Frank.
Nice ass.
Yeah, Frank Caliendo, our buddy. Now, listen, we put the screws to Frank yesterday.
Right.
He calls up to innocently, as always... ask if we'll help promote his comedy show. He's going on Letterman last night, and we said, please say our names. Listen to this. Beautiful. Right in the middle of his whole Madden thing.
I mean, there's a guy who's honest. If he wasn't honest, he'd never be a real boy. Get swallowed by a whale. His nose would start to grow, and Geppetto would get sick. I mean, you know what I mean?
Wow. Here he is now, our man, Frank. Are you awake now, Frank?
Yeah, why wouldn't I be awake?
Well, we thought you were maybe sleeping it off when we talked to you 3 hours ago.
Yeah, we did a whole scenario where you were sitting there in the hotel, you know, with, you know, empty bourbon bottles around the bed.
Hookers
and,
you know, hookers
and everything, you know.
Who was doing the drinking, me or the hookers?
Yes. Could have been both of you.
All of you. Anyway, listen, Frank, I know we had you on briefly. You got to think about prime time. It's prime time on the show right now.
Couldn't be any primer, Frank.
My God, were you a man of your word, Frank? And the best...
You know, I have to be honest with you, I can't believe I did it. And that's not like saying I'm great or anything like that. I'm sitting there, you know, I've never been on the chair with Letterman as myself. I'm not doing a sketch. I'm finally invited to be me and sit on the chair and talk to Letterman. And the only thing I'm thinking about in the green room is, how can I say Don and Mike? I'm not thinking about, they give me a list of things that we talked about for a pre-interview, all that stuff. None of that is going through my mind. It's that, can I work Don and Mike?
Say, watching your whole appearance, that you didn't. I mean, you didn't seem like you were distracted. You seemed like you had it. You were on point with what you were doing.
Not to overanalyze it, I love the fact that you actually seem to collect yourself for a moment in the nanosecond before you say it.
Right,
and almost. You're focusing your
There was
eyes
processing there. I saw it.
Rah, 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 rah. Don and Mike. And I
was there a sense, can I ask you this, Frank, was there a sense of relief after that?
Well, like I told you, I did it twice. And the first time I didn't think was good enough. I don't even know which one. I don't know what year. I didn't watch it, so I don't watch myself. So
we played the one with Matt, and your whole appearance was great. I mean, I know that we suck up to you all the time, but
did somebody call and say he did it as Jim Rome first?
Yeah,
yeah, right. All right.
If you watch it closely, if you watch it in slow motion and you have slow motion sound, you can actually hear as Charles Barkley. I'm like, that's terrible, Don and Mike, terrible, Don and Mike, terrible, Don and Mike, terrible.
Got to slow it down, though, to hear it. Right?
Yeah.
The Madden thing was more than we could have asked for, and especially because, really, no BS, Frank, you're going on that show as yourself.
Yeah.
We know what a big deal it is, and we really didn't think that you would do it, and you did, and you came through.
We do appreciate
it. So now we say
to I was sweating. I didn't think I was going to do it. I was there. I got on. I'm like, there's no way I'm going to do this.
Outside of our little thing, how was it to finally be on Letterman in the guest chair as you... You know, and not having to put the makeup on and go on as John Madden. That had to feel pretty good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I've done stand-up on there twice as myself, but never been, you know, on the chair there.
The sit-down part.
That's what I always wanted to do. And you know, a lot of people aspire in this comedy world and acting world to go on and win an Academy Award. The only thing I've ever really wanted to do was be a talk show guest.
Right.
You know, how Jonathan Winters was. And that,
sure.
that's that's really what I wanted to do.
How great is it, Frank, to know that, because a lot of comedians before you had that whole thing, they idolized Johnny, being on Johnny. If Johnny asked you to come sit on the couch, it's a big deal. Now in today's world, it must be a big deal for you. You're on that show because you're funny. And also, hey, guess what? Letterman loves you. And when you sit there, how great is it? You're just doing shtick for him. Mm-hmm. And really,
when you hear me say that in the show, I go, this is why I'm here, just to make you laugh.
Yeah, right, and I think he likes that too.
But
right?
isn't that cool for you though, Frank?
Yeah. Oh, it's the ultimate. It's like you're making a hero laugh.
Now, did you get a chance to speak with him during commercials?
Not
after
at all. No.
He doesn't do that, does he?
He just says thank you, and then that's it. Usually, I try to go back for a second handshake and an extra thank you. Mm-hmm. And then I always feel bad about it. I go to shake his hand. I go, thank you. Thank you very much. And then I'd say goodbye to everybody else, and then I try and say goodbye to Dave again.
And how does that go?
I didn't do it this time. Oh, yeah. I left, and I
all right, if you don't mind, because we are curious about that show, just a little the inner workings of the Letterman show. Does he? He doesn't have a lot of interaction with guests most of the time, right?
No, not with me. He didn't.
That's right. They whisk you off. What are they just like? Put you in a meat truck or something and whisk you away? Or
I had to get to the airport to get home, so mm-hmm. I'm usually in a hurry too.
And that was a full show last night. That was Tom Cruise's wife and Maroon 5. So I mean, that was that. Now, did you
see any Scientologists hanging around the building at all?
Oh yeah, I joined.
Oh, good for you.
Yes.
That should be great for your career.
Oh, yeah, I can heal you. There's a lot of things I can do now. I haven't paid all the money yet, but I think I'm a Jedi. Is that one of the levels?
That's right. So, Frank, seriously, what was it like sitting in the chair?
It's awesome, especially because, you come out there and I don't know how many people know me. I mean, a lot more people know me now than knew me even a year ago. But just going out there, I'm not as famous as Katie Holmes. But, I'll walk out there, and they're gracious of an audience. And the audience seemed kind of dead at the beginning of the show. They got really dead during Katie Holmes, other than her legs.
Well, you know why I said that? She's a friggin' Stepford wife. I mean, she's like a robot out there.
Very, very monotone, and she's different than she was when earlier in her career.
So are you getting nervous if you're watching this backstage and you're going, oh, my God, she's like a robot?
She's the cooler.
She's a robot with great legs.
Well, yeah, I'm thinking, she's a fembot. I'm a little bit worried about that at that point because I'm thinking I'm going out there. I'm like, well, I'll just go out there with a bunch of energy and have fun. And, if Dave seems like he's having fun, they'll really enjoy it. So,
I liked, and I just noticed this at the very beginning, and I'm 2 inches away from the TV watching you there, but you just seem to be, I mean, as joyous as that experience was for you, and you say this is what you've aspired to your whole career, I think it showed. And I think I got that vibe when I was watching you. You looked like you were having a great time.
Yeah, I was excited to be there and doing it and just having and when I go to shake Dave's hand at the beginning, he's already starting to laugh. He's already like he's anticipating laughter. So
that's great.
I was in awe of it. So it was a great experience and a great thing to be. And, for some reason, I've never really wanted to do stand up on those shows. I just always wanted to sit there and hang out with the
panel.
Host.
Well, you mentioned Jonathan Winters, and I grew up watching Jonathan Winters as well. And there were even guys that would do some stand up, but you wanted them in that chair because that's when the real fun would start.
Well, yeah, because you don't have to stick to a set and you don't have to play by the rules.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's the thing with a stand up set. There's always rules. They're expecting you to do things, and if you don't do it, you feel like I could get in trouble. If you're sitting there, you can just all of a sudden pull stuff out. I started talking. I did the thing about. Bush, if Bush had been president,
All right.
And I'm going to get another email from that listener that says, that it says I say every other 5 minutes. Here's a guy who blah, blah, blah.
Hold on. Let's just play a clip. Here's Frank as Bush last night with David Letterman.
You do a very strong George Bush as well.
I appreciate that, Dave.
Listen to that.
See what you do at the great moments in presidential speeches?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's, Frank, that is freaking funny.
But here's the thing. I did not realize that that laugh went that long. Wow.
Yeah, it's neat. So you don't watch yourself, you don't get that.
Listen
yeah.
for more of your laughter.
I'm surprised.
Some of those sayings, those guys, whoever they are, yeah. In the earlier parts of that, Jimmy Carter yeah. and the other guy.
That's right.
See, the, people don't realize Madden and Bush are the same impression.
Same
with
deal.
Madden, it's like, you can't think of the words.
Yeah.
You know? With Bush, it's, I can't think of the... the words.
You did great, Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, how weird is it to do Letterman's voice with Letterman sitting 2 feet away from
now,
you?
First of all, I don't feel I do a great Letterman. I think I do an okay. It's passable. It works when we do the makeup for some reason and stuff like that. I mean, it's good enough. It's not one of my best impressions. But to have him dying laughing at it, you know, I was just
when you did the when you did the Letterman noise, I guess it's and it just destroyed him.
Pretty good. It's like me. The first time I ever realized that I really admitted to myself. This is early on that I don't. Have jokes sometimes with Madden and just do that at the end. You know, that's the stuff that really makes you laugh about yourself, because you know what your gimmicks are. Everybody has gimmicks. It's what makes you you. You don't do it on purpose.
But when you know the voice is strong enough that you can do that and get away with it, it's got to be a great feeling.
Yeah, I mean, it was a blast. I had no idea he would start cracking up that much.
Well, you kick ass. You're a good friend of ours for doing that. And as we promised, now, Frank, here you go. It's just after 6 on the East Coast, just after 3 on the West Coast.
Got to think of this as a Frank Caliendo infomercial.
Who's America's funniest stand-up comedian / impressionist? Mike, I tell you, it's Francis Caliendo.
You know, I've gone to other comedy shows and been disappointed. I'm really concerned about going to my next one. I'm not sure what I should do, Don.
You know what I like, Mike?
What's that?
Is a man that tells jokes and makes his voice sound like other people's voices.
Well, where can you find that in a comedy show nowadays?
He's an Italian boy because his last name starts with a vowel.
Ends with a vowel.
Ends with a vowel.
That's right. He's Frank Caliendo.
He's
here for a limited... Go see him now while he's still alive.
He's Frank Caliendo, and he's God's gift. He's God's gift. And I ask you now, how much would you pay? Would you pay $100 to see this man in
I'd
concert?
Pay $200.
Mike, what if I told you that you would only have to pay... What is it, Frank? $39 a ticket?
Probably something like that, yeah.
What if I told you it was only $39 a ticket?
There's no way I could go to a great comedy show with one of the world's greatest impressionists and only pay that kind of money.
Mike, the Italian Stallion is coming to your town, and get ready.
Well, it must be gold coins that I have to bring then.
When he opens up his satchel, he brings with him Al Pacino.
Yes.
George Bush.
Well, what about Jack Nicholson? I bet he doesn't do that.
Yes, he does.
Really?
And have you heard Charles Barkley?
I've never heard Charles Barkley.
It's not that good, guys.
I ask you again, if you spent $39.95 a ticket and went to see Frank at the Warner Theater in Washington, D.C. for the second added show, and you came out of the show.
Well, wait a minute. If I'm going to spend that kind of money, is there any way that they'd let me spend the same amount for another ticket so I could take one of my friends with me?
Mike, even better. What if I told you you could take the amount of money that you spent on 2 tickets?
Right.
And you could spend the same amount of money buying Frank's junk.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me. I can go see him live and then buy stuff?
You can buy... Frank has a big big magician's crate.
A magician's crate. Wow. Well, what kind
and
of...
top trunk.
He has a big army trunk, and inside he sells CDs.
No.
And DVDs.
What about T-shirts?
Absolutely. Frankie C. is the man.
Well... I live here in the Washington, D.C. area, and I'm curious to know, when will Frank be coming to town?
That's a good question. Frank, when will you be coming to town?
Well, I believe it's next week, Saturday at the Warner Theater.
And you know what? I'm tired of these cold, dark, intimate clubs. I wish you played a larger venue like a theater.
Well, he just said the Warner Theater.
I didn't hear that.
One of the shows is already sold out. We added an earlier show, I believe. It's the the 5:30 show that's now selling.
So you're telling me.
Excuse me, I'm calling in right now. I'm legally blind, and I don't like to be. I don't like to be out after dark. Is there a chance? How early is the show that you've added, Frank?
5:30 a.m.
What?
Because if you're blind, it doesn't matter. Well, we'll just tell you.
It's a weird. I know it's a weird thing, but it's based on how the Blue Collar Comedy Tour does. They do that because people, if you do it like a 10:30 show, people aren't out of there until, you know, 12:30 at night or something like that. So people don't come. So I get the for the earlier crowd.
That's not like a bad move though. If you're playing a city like D.C., right. That is really not a bad. So I would assume your first show was going off at about what, 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
And so the early show would be you're having a lunch show.
I think it's 5:30. It's 5:30 or 7. So might be noon.
He is mobbed up.
Might be halftime at the soccer tots.
He's mobbed up. He's had relations.
Hold
with
on a second. I got a brilliant idea. You know, we've talked about George Walsh with the best 10 o'clock show on the strip. Frank, and you don't need, God knows you don't need this right now, but here's a hook for you somewhere down the line. How about Frank Caliendo, the best lunchtime show on the strip?
And enjoy the meatloaf.
That's right, the buffet and Frank.
How much would you pay to hear a man who can talk like other people, tell funny jokes?
I'd have to start saving now because I couldn't possibly have enough money.
You could buy his shirts. You can buy his DVDs, and best of all, after the show, Mike, how much would you pay to have Frank Caliendo kiss you?
$1,000.
He'll do it for much less.
No.
Let me ask you.
And hey, here's the bonus. When you kiss Frank, you're kissing all the people he's ever kissed.
Do you have a wife or a girlfriend?
I do.
How would you like a picture of Frank Caliendo making love to your wife or to your girlfriend?
Oh, there's no way I could get that. I'd trade in my cars.
All of this can happen with the talking Frank Caliendo picture frame. And while you take the still picture of Frank doing your wife, you push the little button, and he says in his Charles Barkley voice, "This is not horrible."
This is terrible.
All of these things are available to you at the Warner Theater if you just come see this talented prodigy, Frank Caliendo.
They've added an earlier show. We don't have the exact time, but they have added an earlier show.
So please come see Frank, because he's a good friend of ours.
You know, you might be like me. I have a lot of Irish friends that like to go to the early shows, because then immediately after the show, we can begin our drinking.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Absolutely.
So Frank Caliendo, we've whored out as much as we can whore it out.
What do you think? Did we do a good job for you, Frank?
He's also got his show on TBS because the writer's strike, that's on hold. He's on Fox NFL Sunday.
Are you endorsing any products at all?
I will be soon. Just wait.
Very good.
FrankCaliendo.com. Don't forget that one.
There he goes.
I'm sorry, Uber whore. We had forgotten that one, didn't we?
I actually feel bad about this call.
No, you can't, because you know what, Frank? You delivered on a promise last night, and it made us very, very happy. We would not be doing this otherwise.
We are happy to whore it for you, Frank. Absolutely.
Well, I appreciate it, guys.
God bless you. All you got to do now is just say hello to us when you're on the Super Bowl broadcast. And everything will really be great.
Then we'll do a four-hour show on it.
Everything will be great. Yeah, right. Frank, God bless you. We'll see you later.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Bye, Frank.
Bye-bye. The great, and really the great Frank Kelly.
And how about that? Modest guy. Didn't jump in or anything like that. No. Just let us roll on it. We did it all ourselves.
All this stuff. Mm-hmm. All this stuff he's whoring out.
I believe he doesn't know when that show starts. Might have been helpful to know when the early show, what time that's going to be.
Check his website.
I think, you go to his website, you'll be able to find
that's
it.
That's it. Oh, I know what time it is now.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
It's that time.
Being careful, it's very important to me.
Sure.
Because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
That's quite a bunch of lead-in tapes, Buzz.
Sure is. Buzz, we're not going to do an infomercial on you, but, you know, Lord knows you have certainly a line of products.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
All right, Buzz the Cocksmith, news, comments, next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.